It's November, and that means we're running into our annual nemesis, crowded freeways, crowded parking lots. Let's just say everything seems more crowded. That's because our fall and winter visitors, sometimes called snowbirds, have returned to fill up our open spaces and our state's sales tax coffers. Some of the most loyal visitors are from Canada, so I connected with Glenn Williamson of the Canada-Arizona Business Council to learn more about why Arizona is so popular. How important is Arizona's connection to Canada, and is it important year-round because people really focus on the fall and winter months when we talk about Canadians, at least those of us who've lived here for a while and were born in America?
I think that is a standard stereotype of the years gone by where Arizona was a destination for Western Canadian farmers that would come down, and after the crops had come in, they would come down and enjoy this location. Subsequently, that's changed dramatically, and we're now looking at just under 1 million Canadians coming here a year. And we're looking at 300 Canadian companies that have operations here. We've got banks that are down here now. Circle K's are owned by Couche-Tard out of Montreal. The aerospace connectivity between Arizona and Canada is huge. So we've seen a whole transition over the last 20 years.
What has caused this relationship to expand, moving just from folks who may have just wanted to get away from the cold weather into more of a business relationship?
Well, I think this was going in this direction already. But what really turbocharged this was during the recession, while we in Arizona were feeling great pain on home prices, this was a spectacular opportunity for Canadians who are living in a superheated economy up there, the revenues, the cash. You're looking at houses in Toronto and in Calgary at $700 to $900 a square foot.
Wow.
And here we were in Arizona with everything that they were looking for, and they would decide to come down here to buy these houses. A generation of Canadians that was 10 to 20 years younger than what we might have normally seen come here started to buy houses in their 30s and 40s. 80% of everything Canada makes exports to the United States. Every Canadian company has operations in the States, and many of the companies in Canada were questioning now why they had offices in upstate New York or in upstate New Jersey when there was snow in Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, or Edmonton, and there was snow there too. So we've seen a shift of west of the Mississippi Canadian regional headquarters coming here, and a lot of the headquarters that used to go to California are now looking at coming here.
So, Glenn, if more folks are settling here and more businesses are coming here, does that mean we can't use the term snowbirds anymore because it just doesn't apply?
Well, I think it's a very relevant term because they can still, most of them only stay for 6 months no matter what. But what we do see is Canadian buyers of assets, whether it's a house or a business or expansion of a business, they really integrate well into the community in Arizona, and they care about the community, and that's what we want. Now, we have another great name. If you like snowbirds coming down, we call Arizonans that go to Canada swelterbirds.
Spread your tiny wings.